So what does love mean? Love means, at its core, the ability for a person to be seen. When I can be seen, I no longer need to disguise myself in costumes that violate my own identity, my own integrity, my soul print. I can let my gorgeousness flow and emerge. So on that level, love transforms, right, darkness into light. Itapcha transforms the bitter into the sweet. Let's go deeper. How else does love allow a person, right, to create a relationship that's real and authentic and to move beyond or to transform, right, the power of shadow? Number two. Gorgeous text reading. Here's the text. Ve'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. Ve'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. Love re'acha, your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. Let's retranslate it. Ve'ahavta, love, re'acha. How do we translate it before? Re'acha means not only your neighbor. Ve'ahavta, love your darkness, love your ra, love your shadow, love your evil. And if you love your shadow and evil, then you'll be able to love your friend. What does that mean? Because what happens when you don't love and integrate your shadow? Do you think your shadow disappears? It doesn't disappear. It reappears in the guise of, projected onto, your friend. Right? Now, if you don't own your own trickster, then you see your own trickster projected, right, powerfully in half of your interactions with so many other people. Now, if all these people around you are tricksters, so how do you need to respond to them? How do you need to deal with them? Sharply. Sometimes to trick them, because they're going to trick you. Why do you think they're going to trick you? Because you haven't integrated your own trickster. You haven't integrated your own shadow. Any shadow we don't integrate, any shadow we don't make part of us, any shadow we don't self-love as part of us, we see on the outside. When we see it on the outside, right, so we're kind of devastated. Right? All those people around us, right, are so raging, right, and they're so jealous, and they're so manipulative. You notice that? All those manipulative people? And they're so conniving. But all of those are the little Meishla the Ganef, little Meishla the thief, that we haven't integrated, so we see Meishla the thieves all around us. And when we see Meishla the thieves all around us, of course it ruptures, right, the core dialogues, the core relationships that we want to engage in. How can we be lovers if everyone around us is a thief? Right? So the second notion, right, in loving, the second notion in loving is, if I integrate, right, my shadow, then I can see clearly now. Remember that? It's an old Jewish mantra. I can see clearly. Right? Right? And you can only see clearly, though, right, if you integrate that shadow. If you don't integrate the shadow, then everyone around you is a thief and you can't love all the thieves. Okay? So ve'ahavta l're'acha, love your ra, love your evil, love your darkness. And if you love your darkness, then you can love your neighbor as yourself. What a gorgeous text. 2a. 2a. Watch for a second. Okay, there are three separate places, and only three in the Torah, where we talk about being a lover, right? The lover's way. One, love other, love friend. Two, love God. And three, love the stranger. Okay? In the Kabbalistic reading, they're all the same. Why? So watch for a second. Here's the text. You shall not afflict the stranger, for you were a stranger in Egypt. What does that mean? How's the Zohar going to read it? Now you have a sense of how Kabbalistic reading happens. How's the Zohar going to read it? Love the stranger because know that you're also a stranger. How do you love the stranger? You love the stranger if you incorporate and integrate your own stranger, right? And it's, when we don't feel like we're on the inside, what do we do? What do we do to become on the inside when we feel like we're on the outside? What do we do? We feel like we're on the outside. We're not in. So what do we do to get in? It's our pseudo way of getting in. We put someone else out. You follow that? We exclude, we make someone a stranger. When you're not on the inside, when you're not in the eros of your life, when you're not in the inside flow of your life, right, so the pseudo-eros, right, the way that you kind of shortcut to the inside is by placing someone else on the outside. We make someone else a stranger. Why do we make someone else a stranger? Because if they're strangers on the outside, well then we must be on the inside, okay? So if you can own the part of you that's a stranger, then you can love the stranger because you don't need to make him into a stranger. Right? When you've owned and integrated the ger, the stranger in you, then you're able to relate directly, gorgeously, to every other person. So to love the stranger means to love the stranger in you. When you love the stranger in you, then you can love your friend. And to love your friend is to reveal what is love. Love is, here's a definition of love. Love is a perception identification complex. Okay, it's a different kind of complex. It's a perception identification complex. What does it mean? Love is A, to perceive the infinite divine in other. That's what love is. Love is a perception. What results from the perception is an emotion. But it's not just a perception, it's a perception identification complex. What does identification mean? It means I identify other with their infinite specialness and not with their crap. Okay, that's a Latin word. Okay? Okay? Right? In other words, I'll give you a simplest example. Parents and children. Parents and children. Parent loves the child, right? My kid is the sweetest, most wonderful, gorgeous, incredible kid in the world. So he killed two dogs. I mean, he's working on that. That's an issue, right? But he's so good. Okay, a little vandalism. What's the big deal? Okay, not a problem. So he used my credit card and spent $90,000. But he's such a beautiful, sweet kid. Right? You know, Bugsy Siegel's mother, little Bugsila, right? You know what I mean? Right? But actually, in some core way, mom is right. Now the neighbor's child, complete mess, complete total. Right? I mean, who raised the kid? Right? Right? What's the difference? Love, when I focus on my child, focus creates perception. And what perception creates always is, when I'm focused and perceiving, I reveal always the infinite specialness that resides in other. But it's not just perception, it's perception identification. That is to say, I identify other, not with all of their pathologies and messes and complexes, which exist in all of us, but I identify other with their gorgeousness. And I gotta tell you something, it's a big deal. You know, we've succeeded in developing contemporary America. We look for a place where a person fell, we freeze frame the moment, and we make that into their life. That's what we do. That's how we run our political life. We look for a public figure, we try and find one place where they fell, we perceive their weakness, and we identify them with their weakness. That's the opposite of loving. It's the opposite of loving. I'll read you a six-word mystical text. I didn't count it. I'm hoping it's six. Okay? So there's always someone who counts afterwards and comes over and says, Rabbi, it wasn't six. So let it go. Relax. Okay? Okay? Here's the phrase. And it appears in the mystical diary of Abraham Cook, and it's just been published about 2 years ago. It just came out. It's a beautiful, beautiful diary. He writes, Amitat Mahuti Mitgale Berig'e Gadluti. The essence of who I am is revealed in my moment of greatness. Isn't that gorgeous? Right? Everyone's got a moment of greatness. But what do we think about that moment? We think it's ephemeral. Right? It's transient. I had one good day, one 80-yard run, one day when I ran faster than I could run, sang better than I can sing, was more gracious than I ever was more flowing, was more elegant. But you know what? That's actually who I really am. The essence of who I am, right, is me at my greatness, right? To love is to perceive the infinite specialness in other and to be able to look into the darkness and see at its root gorgeousness and see at its root, right, beauty and see at its root infinite potential waiting to be transformed. So the nature of love is that love transforms the darkness into light. It integrates the darkness within us and allows us, therefore, to love other because we don't need to project onto other our own disowned shadow, A. B, right, love is the force of oneing, right? Love, right, ahava in Hebrew is 13. Its numerical value is 13. Echad, one in Hebrew, its numerical value is 13. Because love and one are both forces of integration, of making it all part of the one, of integrated into the greater whole of the gorgeous human spirit.